You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and therefore another week, a shortened trading week, and it's been one of the choppiest weeks I can remember in recent history. With me is Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. I mean, we keep on boring people with, you know, it's choppy this and it's volatile that, but really, today was an illustration of what we've been saying, and I can't see it stopping, Nick.
Yeah, evening, Lindsay. Yeah, what a week. Look, shortened week for us South Africans, but I mean, if you look at just another day like today where the S&P's had, you know, a good percent swing a couple of times, the Rand, I mean, has been all over the place. You know, obviously, we know the Rand is that global proxy for risk at the moment. I mean, it was down this morning at 16.80, looked quite strong, went up to 17.10, back down to 17, out to 17.25, it's now 17.17. I mean, these really are extraordinary swings, even though it was obviously a thin market of with the South Africans with the Rand, it's still big swings. And look at America as well. We were down looking quite scary at one point. It's back up in the green again, buying the dips. Euro dollar is the big story for me. In fact, this is the weakest the euro's been against the dollar on a weekly basis for almost 2 years. I can go on and on, but really the theme this week is this extreme volatility. And if anything, Lindsay, I'd say it's actually picking up as the days have passed.
There's been a couple of announcements on the Stock Exchange News Service. Let's have a look at RMIH. Financial results and summary for the year ended 30th of June. Share price down 3.4%. Hammerson, completion of rights issue and rump placing. What's a rump placing, please? What is a rump placing?
That is like a block trade. That's a big chunk. So it's okay. Taken a whole lot of stock.
18% weaker, the share price. Famous Brands, trading statement and renewal of cautionary announcement. Share price on my delayed screen down 5.75%. Famous Brands, what's happened there?
Yeah, look, it must be put in context. It actually was down a couple of months ago at the lows in March. It was down at almost it was actually broke $20. It was 19.50 in March. So it's back at 46. So it's more than doubled since the lows in March. And they did guard recently. It doesn't seem too far off what they guarded, but still, I mean, it's a strange one. It's sitting sort of year to date. Down sort of 41%, which is not great, but as I said, it's doubled from the lows. And yeah, just to tell us something we don't know: tough operating conditions, impairments in that Gourmet Burger business in the UK, which they did guide us to recently. But overall, it's just nothing to get excited about the stock really.
No, it was too cheap at wherever it was, and probably a little bit too expensive now that it's doubled. Let's have a look at the spot prices. The Rand is 17.18. When we spoke this morning, it was 16.82, and as you said, it's been to 17.25. My sell order, which was at 17.25, hasn't been initiated on my trading account, but that's okay. It'll get back there. Maybe I'll withdraw it, actually, just to make the market look silly, because it's probably going to 17.50, 17.60. The British pound against the Rand is 21.81, Nick. The euro rand is 19.96, and the euro dollar is 116.15. 116.15. So that's gone from 120 to 116 in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, that to me is we've said about this before, and we've actually WhatsApped once or twice about this dollar. Keep an eye on this dollar. So, yes, I mean, this was out at, I'm just looking at my screens now. So this was, where was it? It was 120 back at the start of the month, so the beginning of September.
All right.
So, you know, a 400 basis point move is a significant move. And I think that the sort of rumors around the sort of trading floors are that there's a lot of dollar shorts out there. You know, that was supposed to be the trade. And then, of course, I think since the Powell came out and spoke about, inflation, letting it run hot and all the rest of it, I think some people are trying to reverse out of that. Trades. But on the backside of that, add into the fact that Europe seems to be having, I guess, some form, you could call it a second wave or an escalation of the first of coronavirus, and everyone wants to get out the euro now, and it's quite a crowded trade, and you're seeing these moves. So I wouldn't be surprised if we close on the 116 bar, so the midnight tonight when the market shuts.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. But I mean, to go from 106 to 120 and then back to 116 is not a lot, actually, from the 120 to 116. So it got a little bit crowded, as you quite rightly say. That doesn't mean to say that the weaker dollar trend has finished. I would still be backing against the US dollar myself.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and I mean, they were very, very resilient in their last meeting. I mean, they said rates are staying literally where they are for the next 3 years minimum, if you look at the dot plots. And then certainly said about inflation targeting. They're going to let the U.S. economy run as hot as it can. So, yeah, I agree with you. Long term, the dollar, I think, is still a short. But for now, I think it's quite a bit of covering here.
The gold price is $11 weaker than when we spoke this morning. It's $1,863 an ounce at the moment, having been $1,874 at 9:30 this morning. The platinum price is $842. Where's palladium, please, Nick?
It's down 0.5% at the moment, $12.2213.
And crude oil has turned tail as well with the strength of the US dollar. It's down 0.2%. That's the West Texas at just over $40 a barrel. And Brent crude oil is $41.77, which is down 17 cents per barrel or 0.4%. So all commodities coming under pressure today. I'd love to give you the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ, but my screen is delayed, so it's going to be horribly wrong because it's all over the place. Tell us those, please.
Well, it's just literally flashed across my Reuters screen with a headline that they tend to report on the big numbers. So US stocks extend gains, NASDAQ up now up 1%, S&P is up 0.5%, and the Dow Jones is struggling. It's only up 0.2%. But yes, NASDAQ up another percent today.
Okay, but still down on the week, I would have thought. Yeah, and going into Friday, people squaring up positions. And I think this would be the third week of losses for the S&P and maybe NASDAQ and Dow as well. 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, if it closed out here, it would be. It's been a week to remember, quite frankly. With the sort of extremities that we've had and the real kick up in volatility. And we haven't spoken about this for a while, but the VIX back up at 28. It is down at the low 20s. So that's also bounced quite significantly. But I mean, this is going to be if they kind of close where they are now and they don't squeeze any higher. It's one of the longest losing streaks so far in a year, as you pointed out, 3 weeks in a row. So, look, we're not there yet. Anything can happen in the last few hours, as you know. But at the moment, it's panning out to be certainly a bad return for U.S. equities. And that ties exactly what we spoke about the September month, you know, the worst return and history in this particular case repeating itself.
I want to give you my top five major movers. And these numbers might not be correct because, don't forget, as I keep telling you, my screens are delayed, but DRD Gold up 4.5%, Royal Bafokeng Platinum up 2.5%, Anglo Gold up 2.3%, Harmony up 2.1%, Anglo American Platinum up 1.5%, and you don't need to be a genius to work out what that is all about. That's all to do with the rand. It's nothing to do with the metals themselves because they're all under pressure, but it's all to do with the South African rand and people saying to themselves, well, these are rand hedge stocks. They dig stuff out the ground, they sell it overseas. So there's your answer. It's been a rand hedge day, Nick.
Yeah, it has been. So, and in fact, a lot of inquiries I've had on my side as well. I've been sort of the lone person on the trading desk. Everyone's forwarded their calls to me. And a lot of queries about rand hedges, what they should be picking up, etc. So it certainly feels like, certainly on the, I guess, on the ground level, people expecting this rand to go lower, which ties in with your theme as well, with this week as this sort of risk-off theme plays out and this dollar carries on strengthening. So, yeah, rand hedges, all about the rand hedges down that dollar.
On the downside, Hammerson, we spoke about that, down 18%. MTN down 5.8%. That's a big move. Capital & Counties down 5.5%. Sibanye-Stillwater bucking the digging out of the ground trend by falling 5.3%, and yeah, Lighthouse Capital, I think, down 5.3%, but yeah, or Lightwater. Is it Lighthouse or Lightwater Capital?
Lighthouse, yeah.
Lighthouse, okay.
It's one of the old Fortress, I think it's the Fortress B's or A's, or one of the old Fortress companies.
Okay. Anything else outside of those that has caught your eye today?
No, just as you said, a real sort of mixed bag. No real trend. I mean, I look at the top and the bottom side, and you know, Anglo Gold Ashanti on the top, but you've also, as you said, Sibanye on the downside. MTN's a bit of a strange one. I mean, with this this weak rand, you would have thought to MTN as one of those sort of rand hedge plays, but not to be seen today. And it was weak to start with. That was even with the oil price that was unchanged this morning, so that's lost that correlation. So it just feels like a real scratching around and again tying in with this choppy theme. So the only thing to look at today is the US markets once again outperforming everyone as Europe is sort of going into a bit of some sort of a lockdown.
Give us the closing indices on the final day of a shortened trading week, if you would.
Yeah, certainly a day to forget, but well off the lows. We're down 1,000 points in the All Share at one point, but we're finishing the day down 664 points, 1.22%, 53,587. Top 40 as well, also down 1,000 points at its worst, managed to close down 579 or 1.16%, but still below that 50,000, 49,547. Looking at the leaderboards and the different indices, it's really nothing on the upside. Basic materials, 0.1 on the higher, but the downside, healthcare down 1%, industrials down 1.3%, energies down 2%, financials, another tough day, 2.1%, the real estate index down 3%, utilities, I'm not sure what drove that lower, but that index down 8.86%, and value traded today, another rubbish day, just managed to get to 18.08 billion value traded.
Nick, thank you so much for your time this morning and throughout the shortened week. Have a great weekend. Nick Kunze is from Sunland Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organisation, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.